interesting article over up at Tomato Bubble, Mike King's site. It's about Jodie Foster. Now, if you remember Hinckley and Jodie Foster and all the weird stuff there, his obsession with her, and I mean, there was all that stuff from the 80s is just so weird. But then now she's out here saying cryptic things about Trump and the language. You just got to go to the article. It's the latest one, a Jodie Foster death threat against Trump, question mark. It's worth reading up at tomatobubble.com. And so, I've been covering all this assassination stuff. Very interesting stuff. Mr. Producer, let's get clip 17 ready. Okay. And this one is quite fascinating. This is Dave Acton, and it kind of covers Pence, Greitens, the cemeteries, and all that kind of weird stuff. But it gets kind of into like some of this dark language as well in a certain way. So let's hit clip 17.
Well, of course, Vice President Dan Quayle from Indiana. Oh, I mean Mike Pence from Indiana. He's at this Jewish cemetery. Really, he just happened to be in the neighborhood in St. Louis where the Diary of Anne Frank Center was at with JoJo Blackstein. Remember yesterday I said there's got to be an event coming up, that this is a setup. They were calling Trump anti-Semitic. Horrible, sad. This is a Band-Aid on the cancer of anti-Jewish feelings. That was all yesterday. That was all the Kabbalah mystical magic to get everything ready for today to go to the cemetery. And so Mike Pence, what does he do? Talk about bad luck, bad omens. Are you absolutely out of your mind to go to a Jewish cemetery with 200 tombstones knocked over? Obviously, this is a sigil. It's a magic charm. It's an omen. It's the death of the Trump family. Each one of those tombstones represents somebody in the Trump family being killed off, probably in a crash of Air Force One. Dave, you sound sensationalized. Go watch that channel, that guy, George Webb. He talks about all the missing stingers from all the your friendly neighborhood arms dealer. There's like 2,000 missing Stinger missiles. Maybe it's 20,000. Any one of those missiles can be put in the back of a Toyota and parked outside Andrews Air Force Base and splash Air Force One all over the Walmart parking lot in Camp Springs, Maryland. Wake up. Where have you been? So they put Trump on there with his family and blah, blah. Or else they stage a fake death one way or the other. But why would you go to a Jewish cemetery, which is this public relations spectacle, which is obviously being done because of the whole settlement thing with Israel? But these people are practitioners of the black arts and black magic. What do you think they're doing? So this guy from Indiana, Indiana, which is a state dedicated to the worship of the goddess Diana, he just goes walking into the cemetery with his megaphone, thinking that all is wonderful with helping correct all the knocked over, knocked off tombstones. Well, why would a vice president be in a cemetery with tombstones that have been knocked off? Means the president's been knocked off. His family's been knocked off. That's why it's 200 tombstones.
All right, go ahead and stop it.
Was it 200? Something like that.
Yeah. And I just wanted to play that because something has been implanted into this society ever since Trump started running. I mean, the amount of things planted in the group psyche about assassination of this guy, and the parallels with Reagan and then Daddy Bush, like I brought up earlier with Pence. I got this feeling about Pence, and I could be totally wrong about it. I don't know, but the rhetoric is just so off the charts with these music people, Hollywood people, rappers. I'm gonna shoot Trump. I mean, everybody on social media. I mean, it's just like it's this virus planted into our people's minds through all of these different avenues. It's just so sick. It's just freaky. Let's play this Mr. Producer, get clip 14 ready, kind of like as on the other side of the house. This is about Ann Coulter saying that basically Trump's the head of church. Let's do 14.
Very dangerous. Ann Coulter states that Donald Trump is head of church. Whoa. Okay, no, he's not. No. And this is what I was very concerned about. Again, there seems to be something that takes place in politics where these narcissistic leaders like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton gain a cult-like following. And it appears as though Coulter has fallen right into that trap, and I don't know how many other people have. This is why I told you, they own both sides. You have to remember this. Because Ann Coulter's tweet, which is right here, Trump is already head of state. After that press conference, in my eyes, he's now head of church. I just stumble reading that. Because there's only one head of church, and it's Jesus Christ. And there are some other people who are mentioning here. Let me find. Jesus is head of church. Any man trying to take that.
Go ahead and stop it there. Now, I think Coulter said that tongue in cheek, just, you know, as a way to troll people and trigger people. But, you know, most of the people, I don't think Trump being married three times and so forth and so on. I don't think most people think that Trump is some sort of a figure with a parallel in the Bible. Sure, you know, some type of, you know, a good king maybe or something. Look at the parallels with Henry VIII. He got his divorce and he became head of the Church of England. You know, that big schism that brought forth the Church of England when the Pope wouldn't grant him a divorce. And so, you know, there's all these little weird parallels. I thought I would play that, though. It's kind of interesting. You know, let's get into the witch stuff real quick, and I'm going to play a couple clips. Mr. Producer, go to clip 4, and let's play that for a second. Now, there's some angles on this witch stuff, you know, where all the witches are going to attack Trump. You know, this is all over the place. Mark Dice, Dabu. But I'm going to play this one after this one, which is quite fascinating. So let's hit clip 4.
We have witches coming together, exorcists, occultists, all alike, coming together under the same banner to put down Donald Trump. Is basically what they're trying to do. They're using spiritual warfare to do so. They're saying that it's going to begin tonight at midnight in a variety of locations across the nation. And again, every month until Donald Trump is no longer in office. They're saying they are bringing candles, salt, matches, tarot cards, feathers, carrots, all these odds and ends, all to call on spirits to ensure that he will fail utterly. Now, I want to point out here real quick that some of these same...
Stop it. Now, quite fascinating, he mentions tarot cards, right? Well, this other YouTuber, Mr. Producer, go to clip 20 and get that one ready. This other YouTuber, he noticed back on the cover of one of the Economist magazines right at the beginning of 2017, there's a bunch of tarot cards, okay, where Trump is sitting in the judgment card, and it looks just, you know, pretty much like him with the globed earth and everything. And so that one's kind of interesting, that this seems like this is probably some part of some script that was drawn up a while back. And so when you see the tarot cards from, I don't know when this magazine cover was, but let's hit clip 20.
And he brought up the fact that Lana Del Rey joins the effort, and it was written about in Rolling Stone magazine. So I'm going to read this entire article, but there's a reason for it, so bear with me. According to the Rolling Stone article, Lana Del Rey has joined a nationwide occult effort that seeks to remove President Trump through witchcraft. On Thursday, she mysteriously tweeted, "At the stroke of midnight, February 24th, March 26th, April 24th, and May 23rd, ingredients can be found online." And according to the article, it says, while early speculation wondered whether the tweet had something to do with her upcoming LP, whose four dates aligned with the lunar calendar's warning crescent moon ritual dates, of course, occultists noted that on these four dates, practitioners of witchcraft would congregate for a mass ritual that would, with the hope that their efforts would result in Trump getting removed from office. All right, so I'm not even going to continue to read this, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Here we go. What really got me is that she gave out a total ingredients list or how to do the spell type deal. You see what I'm saying? And you know what that reminded me of instantly? This. Remember all this on the Economist 2017 magazine cover where they actually show Trump on a tarot card right next to the tower and his card is tilted toward it? Do you see what I'm saying? According to the article in Rolling Stone, Del Rey actually said one of the things you'll need to do the spell is the tower card from the ritual. From the tarot card deck. So, to me, this was all designed well before it happened. They knew that this was coming because, come on, what in the world would the odds possibly be that a bunch of witches attack Donald Trump and they're going to use witchcraft on him, and he's on like, and one of the pieces you need for the spell is the Tower tarot card, and Trump's sitting right next to it on the cover of The Economist, and the card's actually tilted right towards the Tower tarot card. Do you see where I'm going with this? This stuff isn't organic. This is planned out by the elites long in advance, and The Economist cover always gives us some sort of indication of what we can expect. And what we can expect in 2017, according to this cover, isn't very good. I don't think so, not at all. I think it's funny that people are making videos about, oh, Trump is banning CNN, and he's very angry about pedophiles. Do you think these guys don't watch all the information that we put out? They know we think so. They know we know CNN is fake news. They know that we're all up in arms about Pizzagate and the lack of arrest, the lack of enthusiasm to even investigate it, even a little bit. You know what I mean? But this stuff is just too ridiculous. These guys, Trump is one of them. That's all there is to it. I don't know what else to say. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, stop it there. You know, I saw this floating around this week, and I've got it bookmarked, and I've got it saved. 8:13 a.m. on the 8th of October, 2012, Trump tweeted, okay, so that's coming up on 5 years ago. Got to do something about these missing children grabbed by the perverts. Too many incidents, fast trial, death penalty. 4.5 years ago, Trump tweeted that. Now, you know, people make this connection with Trump and Epstein and Trump, you know, going on the Lolita Express, et cetera, et cetera. You know, none of us know for sure that, you know, what happened here. It's interesting. Trump tweeted that almost 4.5 years ago about perverts grabbing kids. You know, I wanted to cover this. Kim Jong-un, his half-brother, Kim Jong-nam, you know, he gets killed in Malaysia. And, you know, this whole China tie-in where basically he was, I guess, being taken care of by the Chinese, et cetera, in some form or fashion. And Joel Skousen, who does the World Affairs Brief, and you'll hear him on Rents and Jones and programs, where basically he thinks North Korea is the trigger point for World War III, that the North Koreans are going to hit the South Koreans, and that's your basic trigger that World War III is about to go down. And so you see this half-brother of Kim Jong-un assassinated with, I guess, this VX nerve stuff, some female rubbed on his cheek or something, but very crazy. Mr. Producer, let's get clip 12 ready, and let's just take care of Mr. Cuomo real quick. It's really sick, this Cuomo family, the governor of New York, and then his little brother Chris over here on one of the fake news channels. Let's hit clip 12.
CNN's Chris Cuomo says that if 12-year-old girls feel uncomfortable or scared by seeing a naked person in the women's locker room who has a penis but identifies as a woman, that the 12-year-old girls are the, quote, problem because they're intolerant to transgender people.
I'm really a man.
I'll show you exactly what he said in his over 90-tweet Twitter meltdown, which included a rather lengthy Twitter beef with me. An insane meltdown that is making headlines now, like in the Daily Caller, which says CNN's Chris Cuomo wants tolerance of naked men in women's restrooms. But it's so much worse than that. It all started when Chris Cuomo, who, by the way, is the brother of the current governor of New York, Andrew, responded to this father of four's tweet, who says, "What do you tell a 12-year-old girl who doesn't want to see a penis in the locker room?" The CNN host responded, "I wonder if she is the problem, or her overprotective and intolerant dad. Teach tolerance," he said. And this is when I got involved in the conversation, alerting everyone that CNN host Chris Cuomo says that girls are, quote, intolerant for not wanting to see men's penises in girls' locker rooms. I then issued a clarification that he was talking about 12-year-old girls when I said correction. Chris Cuomo said 12-year-old girls are the, quote, problem for not wanting people with penises in girls' locker rooms. You sick man. He then responded, "Find me the cases that show the spike, the real risk." Well, for starters, you could take a look at this list of the top 25 recent instances of pro-transgender bathroom policies being dangerous to women and children. I don't have time to go through all 25 of these recent crimes. He then responds again, "You want attention? I'll give you 10 times what you have." To which I responded, "How are you going to give me 10 times more attention when my tweets have more engagement than
yours?"
All right,
you can stop it there.
I continued, "You can't have..."
You know, it's crazy how this entire transgender thing just completely... It was already exploding, but with Bruce Jenner on the cover of the One magazine, Bruce Jenner decides to go through the transition. And then remember, like, Jamie Foxx or one of these black comedians made a joke and he got called transphobic. And that's the first time we really heard this transphobic thing. And it's just exploded from there, all via script. And now it's just off the charts. See you guys on the other side.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Incendiary Radio. Some more Pizzagate related news. Mr. Producer, let's get clip 16 ready. This guy, David Seaman, who I explained earlier, all of a sudden now he's gone what seems like scrubbed all of his YouTube material, which it was a bunch of Pizzagate stuff. People are really getting on his case, calling him out, so forth and so on. So he's done. He's got one video up, and it's about an executive order, trafficking order that Trump signed recently. We'll see with Trump. You know, that it's quite fascinating. But let's hit clip 16 real quick.
Well, if you really care about the children, you should go to the George Webb channel. Every day he puts out a video, dates, times, places, people. He pinpoints human trafficking to the names, the people, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, DynCorp, operatives, Haiti, on and on. Gee, wait a minute. David Seaman never did anything like this. David Seaman kept talking about a Washington, D.C. pizza shop. Yeah, that's right. Strike one. George Webb never talks about Israel, never talks about how great Israel is and that he's Jewish. Yeah, I know. Strike two. Huh, George Webb never told anyone to go over to the pizza shop with an AR-15 and stage a false flag in downtown D.C. Yeah, I know. Strike three. So what's it going to be, David Seaman followers? You want to get on the boat? and really look into the situation. Could you handle it? Could you handle the truth? I don't think you can. Can you handle the truth that these kids are being human trafficked for their organs? Yeah, they have sex with them and kill them. So what? They take their organs and sell them to the highest and richest bidder. That's the dirty, ugly secret you don't want to hear about. You think this guy is going to solve the problem? You think this guy is going to issue a press release and it's all going to go away? Blah, 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 blah. Well, it seems to me all you have to do is tell your attorney general to go look at the George website, and you could start your racketeering case tomorrow. Seems like there's an awful lot of human trafficking going on. Well, we are talking dates, times, places, names. Something David Seaman never went into, did he? Now it's all vague, ambiguous generalities, besides buying his bitcoins. So what's it going to be, David Seaman fans? Do you really care about children and human trafficking? Or are you just miserable hypocrites crying in your Kool-Aid? The world wants to know what kind of people you are. I think you should stop go to the George Webb channel.
You know, let's continue on. Mr. Producer, get clip 19 ready. This is about John Podesta being hired by the Washington Post. Isn't that amazing? Let's hit 19.
The Washington Post just hired world-class pervert John Podesta as a columnist to write for the Washington Post. This is the same John Podesta that was caught up in the whole Pizzagate thing. The same John Podesta that's got cannibal paintings on his wall in his office. The same John Podesta that got outed by WikiLeaks as using some very freaky language in his emails. The same John Podesta that, you know, when you hear your doorbell ring, if that's John, he's in town to cook your spirit. And who's he in with? He's in with Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Epstein, and all these other perverts. Podesta's been running the biggest communist front group in D.C. for at least 10 years. The mainstream, fake stream media is out of ammunition. They're tired of getting angry phone calls from the perverts in D.C. So now they're bringing the perverts into the newspapers to field the stories and write the propaganda themselves. They're cooking the Washington Post's spirit. Now get this. It gets better. Do you notice anything weird in this screenshot? I took this screenshot off the web from the Washington Post homepage a minute ago. What's that?
See you guys after the break.
I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart. Looking for a stone with your name.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Mr. Producer, let's get clip 9 ready. I'm sure most of the people have heard this week, but this is the arrogance of people on little crap networks like MSNBC. The daughter of the butcher, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Mika. An item with Joe Scarborough, the rhino fake Republican gone, mad, making his money. But let's hit clip 9.
That's exactly what I hear. What Yamiche just said is what I hear from all the Trump supporters that I talk to who were Trump voters and are still Trump supporters. They go, yeah, you guys are going crazy. He's doing, what are you so surprised about? He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah, if you look at the issue.
That's our job. Yeah, and basically he's undermined the media and make up his own facts. Well, when's the last time you clowns reported any facts when it comes to anything substantive? Especially MSNBC and CNN and partially Fox. But, I mean, come on. MSNBC is the biggest joke on the planet. I mean, that's the Democratic Party's who they call low-information voters, is those people that watch MSNBC. I mean, it's that over-the-top retarded. Mr. Producer, go back and let's get clip six ready. Let's cover the Bill Gates 30 million people gonna die thing. Just really creepy. And I'm going to set this up for the CDC about to change some things. So let's hit clip six right quick.
And I wanted to cover a story, a very important story, with Bill Gates, the globalist scum that he is. First off, not only is he scum, and not only did he just warn about a bioterrorist attack that could potentially wipe out 30-plus million people or more. No, that's not conspiracy theory. That is actually from the horse's mouth. But before we get to that, this son of a you-know-what stole my glasses. Literally, he's wearing my exact same glasses. He hijacked AMTV glasses. Like, I'm just kind of an interesting thing, but look at him right here. He's got my freaking glasses on. This freaking scumbag. I'm going to have to seriously burn these glasses now. Bill Gates warns new bioterrorism threat could wipe out over 30 million plus people around the planet. Well, how convenient is that? Using your fear card, Bill, Mr. Philanthropist, now you can go ahead and vaccinate, which has always been your intention, chip the millions and millions of people around the world to become your slave. What a humanitarian. He's such a philanthropist. Isn't this guy supposed to give away most of his net worth, but somehow he's still on track to be the first trillionaire around the planet? You freaking sleazebag. You freaking scum.
All right, go ahead.
Manipulate. Yeah.
Stop it there. I mean, it's pretty funny stuff. But these guys hide their money in these tax-free foundations. Remember they had one set of hearings on it way back in the day, and they never had any ever again. All the big money people throw their money. Buffett, all of them, you know, all of Rockefellers hide their money in these tax-free foundations, and they use these foundations for whatever they want, nefarious purposes, building world government, et cetera, et cetera. Let's get clip 23 ready, Mr. Producer. And this is the TrueStream folks, and they're covering the 30 million, and they'll actually play Gates, his actual words. So let's roll clip 23.
All residents must remain indoors until the voluntary quarantine has been lifted. Alert Phase 5 pandemic has not been lifted. Alert. State of emergency remains in place.
So it's time once again to ante up on veiled threats from angst-filled elites. Bill Gates was speaking at a security conference in Europe where, by the way, they're doing all kinds of creepy stuff in the backlash to immigration and terrorism and just the rise of hysteria throughout the whole region. And he talked about how health threats are now interlaced with security threats because the terrorists of tomorrow are going to be using genetic engineering technology and computers to create synthetic viruses.
We also face a new threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu.
And he paints a very grim and dark picture of what would happen if a respiratory spread pathogen were to basically hit a population. And he explains how it would kill 30 million people in just 1 year.
Whether it occurs by the quirk of nature or at the hand of a terrorist, epidemiologists show through their models that a respiratory spread pathogen would kill more than 30 million people in less than a year. And there is a reasonable probability of that taking place.
And the thing that makes this such a disturbing scenario is the words he used, the hints he makes that, well, it could be a quirk of nature or it could be a terror attack. You just never know. When behind it all, there's a mentality and an organization that wants to reduce the population and that relies on fear to control political events. And while ostensibly This is a security issue to be prevented. What makes this creepy statement even more diabolical is the fact that Bill Gates is the very one who's made these veiled statements before about vaccines lowering the population by 10 or 15%.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The disease itself can also be spread by the vaccines because there's blowback, there's resistance, and there's a triggering of autoimmune effects that has the possibility of spreading a viral mutation that no one is going to be prepared for. That's the kind of thing that Bill Gates is talking about. He's in a class of people who've called for a population reduction. He's in a class of people that use shocks and tremors and events in media to make world events happen.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer. Now, get clip 13 ready because this is the tie-in, okay? So Gates is sitting here throwing the fear porn out about these, you know, synthetic genetically engineered viruses, et cetera, et cetera. And then you get the CDC about to drop how they're going to just lock you up with a headache, sniffles, whatever they want. Let's do clip 13 real quick.
Police state. The CDC to revise the quarantine rules. Folks, this is big news. Could detain anyone in the country with a headache, fever, or cramps. Did you hear that? The new rules were proposed on January 19th, 2017, and go into effect this spring. We'll get into the dates in just a second here. Alarming news regarding the CDC. The organization is seeking quarantine powers that would allow the agency to detain anyone in the country with symptoms as minor as a headache. The new rules were proposed on January 19th and go into effect this spring. The CDC has not updated the quarantine authority rules since the 1940s, and the update grants the agency more totalitarian control over the public. The outline changes, see below, are being welcomed by many health lawyers, bioethicists, and public health specialists because they provide valuable tools to protect the citizenry. However, the new regulations could easily be misused and could violate civil liberties. The new rules are as follows. Outlines the provisions to reflect input received from individuals, industry, state, and federal partners, public health authorities, and other interested parties. Does not authorize compulsory medical testing, vaccination, or medical treatment without prior informed consent. Requires CDC to advise individuals subject to medical examinations that such examinations will be conducted by an authorized health worker and with prior informed consent. Let me tell you about the consent that they can make you do. If you say yes to one thing, I imagine that that's consent. Include strong due process protections for individuals subject to public health orders, including a right to counsel for indignant individuals. There was a lot of questions as to what in the world that word was supposed to mean. Does not expand CDC's authority to beyond what is granted by Congress, nor does it alter the list of diseases subject to federal isolation or quarantine, which is established by an executive order of the president. Limits to.
So look, this is you know, I was playing months ago about the whole forced vaccination thing, and think about all the people in the enforcer class, the healthcare class. Something breaks out, they're going to force everybody in government to get this vaccines and everything. And so it's a real nasty something on the horizon. And you notice that got put into effect on the day before Trump was inaugurated. So Obama's last day in office, this update of the CDC quarantine regulations happens. Very eerie, very weird. And so... And this falls back again, embedded elements still within the bureaucracies, like, you know, these type of people that are still loyalists to the Marxist wing of you know, the control mechanisms, the Obama faction, the Alinskyites, they're still everywhere throughout our federal government. And so they put this into effect the day before Trump gets inaugurated. Trump doesn't even have to be insulated by those around him. The bureaucracy insulates Trump. So let's say Trump is for real. Let's just take that hypothetical. Look at how massive the alphabet agencies are. Look at how massive the Leviathan state is. There could be an operation on the books right now being ready to be implemented, and Trump doesn't know about it. Anybody in the cabinet doesn't even know about it. This is how deep this thing goes, and people don't really think about these things. They think, oh, Trump took over. Everything's, you know, under control now, and blah, blah, blah. Nothing could be further from the truth. Unfortunately, when you have a bureaucracy that grows, you know, the size of ours, that's been growing for all these years, and now it's an empire, just because you get a new guy that's trying to take over the executive branch, the rest of the embedded elements are still going to do what they want for quite a while, unless they get purged somehow. And whether that could ever happen, that's your guess is as good as mine. So this is up at All News Pipeline. Beauty Boys, the destruction of America, shown in two pictures. And it's all about basically the feminization of basically the American male. And what's weird is they've got this article up today, and watching Minister Farrakhan's address at the 2017 Savior's Day speech, he brings up this guy that's part of his organization, and he wrote a book for the Nation of Islam Books. And it's basically called the war, but it has to do with the CIA's war on what they say black boys. And I think the war's universal. It's on Gentile boys. And in hell, it's even affected these Jewish characters, because look at Tel Aviv, the big gay friendly city, and trannies and the whole nine yards. And so this thing, it's massive. But Beauty Boys, the destruction, males are being eradicated by social engineering. And so it's just what you always have to realize, this always boils down to population control. If you can get people to stop breeding, that's the first and foremost thought. All right. Now, is it working very well in the Islamic world? Sure ain't. Four wives, 50 kids. You know, look at the bin Laden family. is it working very well in inner city America? I mean, yeah, they're aborting a crap load of their kids, but hell, they're still having a ton of them. I'm a witness to that. And so, you know, the other news, mysterious phenomenon, radiation clouds may be bringing radioactive rain to America. Well, I personally think it's been radioactive. I've tried to stay out of the rain, and you should too. This is up on All News Pipeline. Trump is going after Pedogate. That remains to be seen. A lot of people are skeptical whether Trump will or not, whether he's somehow compromised in that area. Globalists ramp up mad push for a boot stamping on a human face forever. Apocalyptic World War III. Radiation alert along Long Island. 4,158 counts per minute. Is there a reactor going off up there? So much going on. Mr. Producer, let's get clip 21 ready. I meant to play this last week, but this is pretty freaky as far as Bible prophecy people, and you'll kind of dig this one. It has to do with Mount Hermon. Like I said, when you get into Genesis 6 and the watchers and the fallen angels coming down and creating the Nephilim and all that stuff, which is fascinating research. But listen to the coordinates of where Mount Hermon is. And David Flynn, the late, great David Flynn, was into this research, author of Sidonia, the Chronicles of Mars, and the Temple at the Center of Time, and he's done a lot of really wild work. I've got the complete David Flynn collection. Great researcher, but let's hit clip 21.
But it go and cover this Mount Hermon. Again, I talked about it in the past many times. You can see its proximity here to Damascus on the map. And its exact location is key. It was, I believe, 1666 of all years, Louis XIV had declared the meridian points. And from those points, 33 degrees east of that meridian and 33 degrees north of the equator sits this exact spot, Mount Hermon. And what is important about this, even biblically, is this is where the fallen angels landed. This is an area that the UN swooped into and they established a base up here. This is the highest peak in all of Syria. All of Syria, all the ancient land and ancient Damascus and everything there, this is the highest peak, 9,232 feet above sea level. Also, the slopes of it extend down into the Golan Heights where Israel was occupying a lot of the territory. And in that region, there is the highest peak in all of Israel. It's 7,336 feet in elevation. Highest peak in all of Israeli-controlled territory. Now, back in the 70s, Israel and Egypt and them got in a fight, and Israel and Syria got in a fight, and the UN swooped in to this peak and established this base that they call Hermon Hotel. A UN peak, the highest UN basin of all the globe. They can see in all directions for miles, and biblically, this being the place where Og had control, where the fallen ones landed, and also the territory of the ancient tribe of Dan. All of this connects right to this very area. And it's very interesting because a lot of biblical characters came to this area, talked about this area, referenced this area. And I think the most important thing to me that stands out about all this is they state time and time again that this is where the Nephilim landed. When you hear the stories of the giants on the earth in those days, this is where it all emanates from.
All right. So, you know, just an interesting, you know, if you get into some of the prophecy wing of, you know, things, I'm sure you've ran into this before. 1666, though, 33.33 degrees east, 33.33 degrees north is when those latitudinal kind of coordinates were all created, 1666, and then 33 and 33 all the way around, and that's Mount Hermon. Quite interesting. Just a few more things before the end of the show. The American church has become an instrument of globalist oppression, okay? You get into this whole thing with these churches, sanctuary cities, okay? And all these various different denominations are into this stuff, okay? And then you get into how they get paid by the government to resettle these refugees around in the United States, okay? We live in an era of fake news which meddles with our minds, but worse, we also have fake preachers who meddle with our very souls, okay? Full-page ad in the Washington Post Wednesday a week ago included signatures of over 500 evangelical pastors urging President Trump to reverse this ban on refugee resettlement. Evangelical pastors. A couple of the signers on that list shock me. You'll see the entire list below. But it's just like these pastors are all traitors, okay? They've been told by somebody that they need to get on board, and they so they bank on refugee resettlement with the grant money they receive, enriching themselves personally while putting the rest of the United States in peril. Okay, I mean, Catholic bishops, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services, World Relief, Church World Services, Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, Episcopal Migration Ministries, the International Rescue Committee, U.S. Committee for Refugees and Migrants. They fail to mention they receive $2,050 for each refugee they resettle. Okay, and these are, you know, it even gets worse. All these religious groups must sign a federal waiver stating that they will not attempt to share the gospel with the refugees. What? And so these preachers are actually signing a federal waiver saying, yeah, give me the $2,050 and I swear I won't share the gospel with these people coming into the country. I mean, wild, wild stuff. And so this is the insanity. This is the upside down world. And I'm going to finish with this article. Now, we remember Linda Sarsour, the Women's March, right? The hijab-wearing Palestinian activist, far left, Sharia law, you know, type individual, and really was coming down on people that were showing the beatings and the killings as far as what women suffer under some of the more extreme regimes in the Middle East. Well, and I'm going to use the word terrorist here in quotes. Meet the terrorist behind the next Women's March. And this is out of the New York Post, which is kind of neocon-ish. But at the same time, it's just interesting. Remember what I was covering last week, the red, the black, and the green. Okay. Well, here it is coming together again. Another March 8th. Women's March, Day Without a Woman, okay? They have in mind a general strike called the Day Without a Woman, aiming for a different vibe than the librarians and pussy hats element that made the first Women's March, okay? The brains behind the movement are calling for a new wave of militant feminist struggle. That's right, militant, not peaceful. The document was co-authored by, among others, Ramzi Youssef Oda. Now, they say a convicted terrorist, a Palestinian convicted in Israel in 1970 for a part in two bombings, one of which killed two students while they were shopping for groceries. She spent 10 years in prison. Now, I don't know the details of this thing. That's why I'm using the words loosely here. I don't want to call her a terrorist when, you know, who knows if she was set up or whatever. I don't know. She then managed to become a U.S. citizen in 2004 by lying about her past. Great detective work, INS. Next time, use Google. But was subsequently convicted in 2014 of an immigration fraud for falsehoods. However, she won the right to a new trial by claiming she had been suffering from PTSD at the time she lied on her application. Oh, and at her time as a citizen, she worked for a while as an Obamacare navigator. I hear the music. You can see why she's a hero to the left. Another co-author, Angela Davis, is a Stalinist professor and longtime supporter of the Black Panthers. Davis is best known for being acquitted in the 1972 trial after three guns she brought were used in a courtroom shootout that resulted in the death of a judge. She celebrated by going to Cuba. So these are all a bunch of Maoists, Stalinists, and now this Palestinian left-winger. This is the coalescence between another push between Palestine, the far left, and the basically the Black liberation movement. All right, thanks for listening, folks.
Lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.